Yes, I have to talk about Marry My Husband, the latest episodes. I have so much to say. Mainly, I'm probably going to complain about Suman being psychotic and just consistently terrorizing not only Jiwon, but also the viewer, i.e. myself. But yeah, let's get into it. Hi, I'm Anik. I am the host of Off by Purple Heart podcast, where I talk to you about K-dramas, C-dramas, BTS, basically whatever else I want to talk about. I have to talk about Marry My Husband some more. The last two episodes were extraordinarily satisfying. First of all, we got the iconic, I was told this was going to be the iconic scene where Jiwon meets her crazy ass husband in the future's family, or I should say her disgusting boyfriend in this current timeline in 2013. She meets the parents. The mom, of course, is heinous, which, you know, just awful. And I love that we finally got this confrontation that we so desperately needed. And her being able to practice some judo and flip her disgusting SOB boyfriend on the ground while he's crying and whining and throwing up because he's useless, whatever. It was just really satisfying. I love that the mother thought that she could be slick in the mouth and talk about her dead father and think that Jiwon wasn't going to retaliate. And I love that that was the final straw for her to finally give up this ruse of actually, you know, wanting to continue to pretend to be the doting girlfriend and having to continue to put up with Suman in her life, and finally just putting both of those characters in their place, putting his misogynistic mother in her place after all she said about what's a woman's role in the home and what she should be doing and da 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 da. Just finally saying, you know what, to hell with this, you're not going to talk about my father that way. Your son is no great prize himself, and to hell with y'all. And sashay out with her little hot leather shorts and her little fishnet stockings. I think that outfit choice is really funny, but you know, Park Min Young makes it work. Park Min Young is very attractive. And getting that flip in. I also know that one of my favorite scenes was when they were celebrating her birthday and, you know, Mr. Yu got all those drones in there and everything is very beautiful, but you can see Suman is like slowly plotting, and she happens to be at the pair with Jiwon, and Jiwon basically tells her, you know what, just I don't like you, I don't care to know about you anymore, I don't know what the hell you've been on, but I don't want to be any part of it. And then Jiwon decides, or Yumin decides, Suman decides that, oh, okay, let me just play with my life and try to commit suicide right in front of Jiwon, and plunges herself into the lake, and them both being submerged, and that extraordinarily creepy look on Suman's face, and Jiwon realizing just the depth of her psychosis. Like, I don't even know if calling her a narcissist is enough at this point. Like, I'm just on my phone right now, I'm trying to look up that scene, but it's just so crazy to me how good the actress is that is playing this character. It is a thankless role, but she does such a great job in not only flipping from like the sweet cutesy person that is completely innocent to that highly manipulative personality to someone that is just really desperate for validation. Somehow this actress is straddling the lines of all those characteristics really well, to like a scary degree, might I add. I really don't think people understand just the acting work that she's put in. I mean, as deplorable as the character is, she makes it that much more interesting, because that you want to root for the main lead that much more. But her performance alone was what was taking me out in episode 9. It was just really spellbinding. I think I found the gif of it. I probably will insert it somewhere along if you're watching the video version of this podcast. But yeah, just completely nuts. But everything really came to a head in episode 10. Can I tell you, those three slaps that Miss Girl gave her disgusting piece of trash boyfriend, like the minute she waltzed in there and he set his eyes on her and he started going down towards her, I was like, Miss Girl, if you don't wind it up and sucker punch him. But the slaps were so much more satisfying. And I thought it was just gonna be one slap because I saw the previews. She gave him three. She wound it up, blap! And then he's like, the hell? Blap, blap! And she got him again and again. And then the whole office was like, oh! I'm telling you, the amount of tea that her coworkers must have, like, I know it's bad to gossip, but if I was in a setting where I saw one of my coworkers backhand her quote-unquote fiance like three times and then dangle a pair of red panties in front of him and like dunk it on his head, like, I would have like entertainment for like the next 2 weeks. And I don't like gossiping, but I would have been all over like the group chats, like it would have been off. It was so satisfying. So satisfying. I wasn't happy to see that the supervisor had come back in the storyline. I mean, he ended up being extremely useless anyways. I mean, he served his purpose to move the plot along in episode 10 because he inadvertently helped give more credibility to Ji-won and the fact that her best friend and her boyfriend are a piece of shit. So there's that. But I wasn't happy to see that character come back, and I hope after episode 10 we don't really have to see him anymore. There's 16 episodes. I think we can deal with him not being in the picture anymore. He's not necessary. We don't need him for any more dramatic tension. Just get them the hell out of here, okay? But yeah, the slaps were so satisfying. Oh my god. Everything is just out on the table, and then Mr. Yu just being the deliciousness that he is. I think the actor is not only gorgeous, he's super funny and charismatic, and I think he's really selling it, and he's really coming into his own in these last few episodes. So for all the girlies that were on him about his looks and were like, I don't know if he should be the lead of the show, y'all were really full of it. He's killing it. Stop it. Stop the nonsense. He's perfect. He's like the perfect leading man for this show, and the soulful looks are getting so much better, and we finally got some epic kisses in there, and the kisses had urgency. Like, I love it when two actors look good together, have chemistry, and then they really give it when it comes to the kissing scenes. It's not like those fish kisses where you look uncomfortable, the actors look uncomfortable. You could pretty much picture the director behind the camera looking uncomfortable. Like, everybody's uncomfortable. Like, the love is not loving. It's like the chemistry is not chemistry. You're not selling anything, right? This was not the case. Like, they gave those kisses, like, everything. Oh, there's so many other little things about the episodes that I loved, but I'm drawing a blank. I know that one of my favorite scenes with Mr. Yu and his adorable sister, who is the friend that Ji-won actually needed. I love that he split like his ice cream down in half and like gave her half a tub. There's just something about that scene that was so cute to me. And I just like the depiction of the male lead being super depressed because he's still like feeling that his love for Ji-won was unrequited before the magical kisses happened. And he was just eating his feelings, right? Like, that's always looked upon as like a feminine thing to do. Like, a woman will, you know, eat her feelings with like a tub of ice cream or like a burger or whatever and just be depressed and, you know, in her mopey era. And I love that they kind of subvert that a little bit, and he's just chomping on his vanilla ice cream, just looking cute and adorable. I love the actor. I think he's just so adorable. Anyway, I got my life with episodes 9 and 10. Episodes 9 and 10 were everything for me. I think the show could not possibly top the feelings of just pure triumphant relief that those two episodes did. I look forward to being surprised if episode 11 is bringing even more heat, and it looks like it is from the previews. I just see that she's in this incredible white pantsuit with this incredible vest, and she and Mr. Yu are walking into the wedding hall of the two pieces of garbage, like bosses, and I'm like, ooh. I don't know if it's going to be just as satisfying, if not even more so, than these episodes, but I'm telling you, episode 9 and 10 really brought it, and I'm loving it. And yes, I'm probably most likely going to continue talking about it, because yeah, marrying my husband has not been disappointing me yet. Not at all. Anyways, I'm going to keep it at that for this episode. Thank you for watching. If you're watching via YouTube, if you're listening via Spotify or Apple Podcasts, I appreciate you as well. I'm hoping that the sound is getting a little better. I'm testing out different mics. Still, you know, work in progress, but hopefully we'll get that sound a little bit more crisper and pleasing to the ears. I do have a lot more episodes coming down the pipeline. I am going to be reviewing some C dramas. I haven't been watching a lot lately, but there was a couple that were recommended to me, and I am fully intending on doing a final full review of Love Like the Galaxy, which I've been chronicling on my podcast for quite a bit. So yeah, there's a lot more stuff, and there's a lot of shows coming out in February. So as the time of filming this, is February 2nd, so there's a lot coming out in 2024, but definitely in like the first quarter, there is a ton of shows. So I have a lot to review, but until all that, I hope you have a lovely evening, day, whatever time frame that you're listening or watching this, and I'll see you, or you'll listen to me in the next episode, hopefully. Okay, bye.